Davos seems to be good for you. So maybe just comment on that first.
Yeah, the last 2 years in Davos have gone really well for me. And I think actually my first top 10 result was in Davos. I don't know what year that was, a while ago. But so for whatever reason, it's been good to me. I think I enjoy pretty like high speed tactical skate sprints, and Davos is definitely that. I think it requires some good pacing and a lot of tactics, and it's at a little altitude, which I don't really know. I try not to spend much time at altitude during the training season, but I think I actually race pretty well at it. And it's also, I mean, it's not crazy high. So yeah, I'm not sure why it works, but for whatever reason, it suits me well.
Okay. So like tactically speaking, it's a 2-lap course with kind of, you know, like there's definitely a significant hill on that. And then I think a little, you know, a little punchy hill before you come into that sweeping right-hand corner to the finish line. But specifically kind of what, in your perception, what makes it tactical? And what are those tactics?
It's pretty hard to, well, there's, the flat is wide, so you can pass there. But otherwise, it's a pretty tricky course to pass on because the uphill's narrow. And then into that corner, it's all pretty narrow. And because it's at altitude, I think you see a lot more blow-ups than maybe you do at a course at sea level. And so you have to think about how you want to pace it, if you want to lead, if you want to follow, if you're following who you want to follow. So I think a lot of thought has gone into how I want to ski my heats. And generally, I just try to get in good position and conserve as much energy as possible on the first lap, and then put myself in a position to move on and be able to make a little move on the second lap.
You know, you looked nice and smooth and, you know, using your word, like conservatively, you know, skiing conservatively. And I think you were maybe in third position, as Fala was kind of leading out, that first lap. And you were right there in that, you know, in the front group. And, you know, you've got Stina Nielsen in there. You obviously have Fala in there. You know, you've got Sundlin in there. It's a final on the World Cup, yeah. Right? It's like a who's who. And then you have a 20-year-old, a little bit of an unknown,
yeah.
At least for me, in Svan. And she just, you know, popped off the front heading into the last corner. Was that a little bit of a surprise?
Yeah, it was. And it, I think I tried to go around on the outside a little, but couldn't quite make it around. And so I sort of chose to follow Maiken up the hill, because usually she's quite strong at those uphills. And I think she missed a little pull and got a little bogged down. And so in hindsight, I wished I had gone to the outside and tried to make a move. But, you know, that's, when you're deciding to follow, that's definitely a risk you take, because you don't know what's going to happen to the person in front of you. And I definitely wasn't expecting that Swede to drop us then, but that's what happened. And then she put in a pretty good push and made a little gap. But
So someone, you know, you're a vet on the World Cup at this point. I'm curious, like, now, are you guys advised to kind of look at the Swedes, since, like, who's 22 and younger and who's coming up? I mean, they seem to sort of have quite a number of young skiers now who on any day, it's like, might pop into the top five.
Yeah. It's, I mean, the amount of depth they have is crazy. And then, yeah, like, today is a perfect example of someone that I hadn't really even heard of, who, and I think it was maybe her first or one of her first World Cups, and she comes and wins it. So you definitely, you know, there are always the names like the Maikens and the Stinas that you know are going to be up there and going fast, but you definitely have to watch out for the young ones that you haven't heard of too.
Okay, highlight of the day.
Oh boy. It was really awesome to have a good day and for Simi to also have a good day and for my dad to be there for it. Yeah. Cool. Thank you, Jason. Bye.
Great. Okay. Hopefully you guys have time to celebrate. So congrats. And yep, I'm sure we'll chat at some point. So thanks for your time, Sophie. I appreciate it. Okay. Bye.